神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心生，恕我心曲。
Today it's good to be with you again.
很高兴可以再跟你在一起。
I'm going to talk with you about something that is very real, and yet there can be something about it that's very false.
我要跟你谈的主题就是很真实的，可是有时候却是错误的。
I'm talking about guilt.
我要讲的是罪恶感。
Guilt is very simple.An emotion, a feeling that you've done something wrong.
罪恶感就是在你的情绪上面，你的感觉上面，很明显的感受到你做错事了。
I'm sure all of you have felt this.
我相信大家都有这种经验。
But you see, there are some people who feel guilty about everything.
但是有一些人呢，对什么事都会有罪恶感。
So we see that there is actually a true guilt.Where we are really guilty of doing something wrong.
所以代表说呢，有一种是真实的罪恶感，也就是说你真的做错事的一种感觉。
And there is a false guilt.
另外一种是错误的罪恶感。
We're not guilty over anything.
你并没有做错事。
But the feeling is very strong that we have done something wrong.
可是那种做错事的罪恶感的感觉会却非常的明显。
Now sometimes when couples are very angry with each other,
比如说有时候夫妻两个人彼此都很生气。
And they begin to yell at each other.
两个人就开始喊叫。
Actually may even throw something at each other.
甚至呢丢起东西来了。
And then without thinking the man goes up and he slaps his wife.
在没有经过思想的情况下面这个先生就出手打了太太。
He actually has done something wrong.
这个是做错事了。
He should.Feel guilty.
这个先生应该要有那种愧疚感或罪恶感。
And many times after the anger has cooled down and the situation is over, then he does feel guilty.
通常在我们的情绪冷静下来之后呢，一思想这个情况，一定会觉得有罪恶感。
And this guilt will then make him do one of two things, either apologize or make excuses for what he did.
这种罪恶感会让一个人有两个处理的方法，一个是去向对方道歉，第二个呢，就是找一些借口。
Now, I have a friend that likes cats.
我有个朋友很喜欢猫。
Now, she feeds all the stray cats that comes around.
那么这个朋友呢，很喜欢猫，所以呢，只要有在外面的野猫呢，他都会喂它。
At one place, there was a mother cat who had two little kittens.
在一个地方呢，他看到有一只这个母猫，然后有两只小猫。
This friend of mine would feed the mother.
所以我的朋友就会喂这只母猫。
Then one night, she found somebody had put a trap set out to catch the two cats and the mother.
然后有一个晚上，他发现到有人用一个笼子抓到了他两只小猫。
And sure enough, it caught the two little kittens.
那这两只小猫就被关起来了。
She felt very bad.
所以当然这个朋友的心里觉得很难过。
Now she knew that she should not open the door.
她知道说呢，她不应该把这个人家放的这个笼子把它打开。
But she came back and told us that she really felt like she didn't know what to do, whether to open the door or not to open the door.
所以这个朋友心里就很挣扎，到底他应该放出那两只小猫呢，还是不应该放出？
Actually, she was feeling some of the guilt for not being able to let those cats out.
所以心理上，这个朋友的心理上有一种罪恶感，就是她不能放走那两只小猫，不能救那两只小猫。
Now, she had not done anything wrong.
她没有做错事。
She didn't set the traps.
她也不是那一个放那个笼子的人。
But yet she had some of the guilt about all of this.
但是呢，却因为这件事情产生的罪恶感。
That's what I mean about false guilt.
那就是我说的错误的罪恶感。
So we're going to talk about that today.
所以今天我们要来谈的就是这个错误的罪恶感。
You see, guilt and shame goes hand in hand.
我们要知道罪恶感跟羞耻是两个是肩并肩的。
We feel guilty and then we feel sort of a shame about it.
一方面你有罪恶感之后马上就会有羞耻感。
You know,When children are young, sometimes they are abused.
有时候孩子小的时候被虐待过。
Sometimes they're abused by words, cutting words, hurting words.
有时候是被用那种刺伤性的话语来虐待。
Sometimes they're abused by physical, punishment, being beaten and struck and hit.
有时候是用身体的体罚、打或者是踢这样来虐待。
Then sometimes they're abused sexually.
有时候也有在性方面的被虐待。
Little children who actually relatives, uncles, grandfathers, neighbors have abused them sexually.
有时候孩子的近亲像他们的长辈那些叔叔伯伯或者是祖父母那些呢来对他们有性虐待。
You see, what we don't understand is that when a child has been abused, he begins to feel like he deserves that.And has a sense of guilt.
当一个孩子被虐待的时候，很自然的，他会有一种自己的对自我的罪恶感，他会觉得是我该受的。
And somehow he feels, or they feel that they have brought on this guilt, and probably it was their fault, and it was because of them that this happened.
他们带着这种罪恶感，会抱着一种想法，就是呢，是我的错误，所以我才有这种事情发生。
And all of their life, they carry that guilt deep inside.
就这样，他们的一生就这样子带着这种里面的罪恶感过日子。
It's a false guilt.
是一种错误的罪恶感。
It was not their fault.
事实上不是他的错误。
Even if they might have been a child that at times was unruly, yet they should never have suffered the way they did.
事实上，他那么小的孩子不应该经过这样的受苦的过程。
Now, for some people, that guilt is deep inside, but it raises up in them, and they become what we call addictive.
那有的人呢，这种罪恶感深藏在里面之后呢，慢慢会往上能够凸显出来。凸显出来之后呢，就我们所谓的就是变成好像一种习惯性的罪恶感。
Because of that false guilt inside, they begin to drink heavily.
所以因为那个错误的罪恶感呢，就让他浸淫在这种感觉里面。
Until they become addicted to alcohol.
那这样的话呢，他们就养成一种恶习，比如说呢，他们会酗酒。
They begin to take drugs.
他们开始吸毒。
Until they're a drug addict.
后来变成一个毒贩，就是习惯吸毒的人。
Maybe they get into sexual living and in such a terrible way just because they have that guilt deep inside.
有时候因为里面的很深的罪恶感，会造成他们在性方面的这种泛滥。
So now we see that these people who have had false guilt that actually they did not do anything wrong, but they lived under it.Now are doing things that are wrong, things that they could have said no to, and now they're living under shame.
所以我们了解到这样的一种错误的罪恶感本来是不是你的错误，可是你带着错误的罪恶感，后来却会有错误的行动出来。比如说呢，你在这种罪恶感的下面生活之下，你就养成一些不好的习惯，那就这样子就犯很多错误。
It's almost like a vicious circle.
这是一个恶性的循环。
Child been abused, grows up
被虐待
grows up feeling very guilty,
长大之后觉得罪恶感
turns to some kind of substance to help them forget it,
然后呢想要用别的东西来让自己忘记。
Now they are accountable for their actions,
那现在他们所犯的行为呢他们自己要负责任了。
And yet they go deeper and deeper into these addictions,
那对于他们养成的这种恶习呢，越来越深，越来越严重。
And now they live not only with guilt but with shame.
现在不是只有罪恶感了，加上羞耻感。
You would be surprised how many people live in this condition.
如果我告诉你很多人是这样在过日子，你可能会很惊讶。
We're going to talk a little bit about the sources of our conscience.
我们要稍微谈一谈我们的良心。
For basically, that seems to be the mechanism that brings about the guilt, whether true or false.
那良心是带给我们真实或者是错误罪恶感的一个来源。
We know that our early childhood has a lot to do with with us.
一个人的童年，孩子的时候的这个童年呢，一个背景呢，对于以后的生活是影响很大的。
Particularly with our mental health many times.
特别是在这种身心的健康方面。
You know, parents, we're not always aware of what we're doing.
很多时候父母亲不晓得自己在做什么。
Some parents, when they discipline their children through guilt.
很多父母亲呢，他们在处罚儿女的时候呢，是因为他们自己的罪恶感来处罚儿女。
If you don't do this, I'll not love you anymore.Particularly the emotional well-being and mental well-being of our children.
特别是在对孩子的这种他们的理性心理或者是他们的情绪方面。
Parents, sometimes we are not always aware of what we are doing to our children.
有时候很多父母不晓得自己在对孩子做什么。
Some of the things that we say to them is impressed in their heart.They never really forget it.
父母亲所说的话对孩子的影响，对孩子来说的话，他们永远忘不了。
Sometimes as parents, we discipline them through guilt.
很多父母呢，借着制造罪恶感，然后来管教自己的孩子。
If you do that, you don't love me, you say.
比如说，如果你做那个事情的话，你这样做的话，那等于你不爱我。
If you go there, then you don't really care about my feelings.
如果你去那里的话，就表示说你不关心我的感受。
You see, you're putting them on guilt.
所以这样的话，你等于在加给你孩子罪恶感。
And so the children, after a while, it becomes something very real to them. They always seem to feel that they're not doing what you think they should.
这样子，当孩子做事情没有满足你的心意的时候，他们总是感觉自己在做一些好像跟你抵抗或者是反对你的事情，这样孩子有那种感受。
When actually you didn't mean it.Really mean what you said.
事实上父母亲讲这种话的时候有时候不是有心要说的。
And then sometimes we attack the person, not their behavior. And this brings guilt.
有时候我们处罚的时候伤害他们的人格而不是在管教他们的行为。
Other words, you tell your child, you are very stupid.
比如说呢你就说你很笨。
You're so foolish.
你好愚昧哦。
Instead of saying to them,You know, when you did this, I didn't like it. You did wrong, but I love you.
事实上，父母应该让孩子有这种知道这种感受，说呢，我不接受，我不喜欢你的行为，但是我还是爱你。
But you see, as you call them foolish and stupid, and they're not as good as others, then these children begin to feel that, and they become guilty inside.
所以，如果你的管教、你的出口是对他们说呢，你看你那么愚蠢，你好笨，你跟人家比不上的话，那么孩子们开始对自己、自我有一种罪恶感。
Now, this little thing inside of us that we call a conscience,
我们里面有一种良心。
It actually was given to us by God.
这个是神给人的。
Because there are some basic, what we call sins, in all cultures. It doesn't matter what culture we're in.
基本上每一个文化，每一个背景，都有对于罪共同的观念。
Murder is punished, and it's not acceptable in all societies.
比如说像凶杀，在每一个社会环境里面，每一个文化背景里面，都不能接纳，而且都认为有罪的。
Stealing in any society is not looked on to with favor.
偷窃也是一样，是很被轻视的。
Taking another man's wife is not acceptable in any society.
偷人家的太太跟别人的太太有关系，这也是在每一个社会环境不容许、不被接纳的。
Why is that? It's because the fact that God has given man conscience on some basic things that is wrong for everyone.
因为基本上神给每一个人有一种对罪从良心出来对罪的一种反应相同的反应是每一个人都有的。
Another source of a strong conscience comes from the genetics.
另外一种良知的来源是从我们的基因我们的遗传来的。
It's inherited.
是我们传承来的。
It becomes to us a family trait.
变成一种家族的一种特性。
It is those who are worriers,
比如说像那些很会忧虑的人,
who seemingly have a conscience that's very strong and has many false, guilts.
这样的人呢，通常他们的那种良知方面呢，非常强烈的反应，然后呢，有很多错误的罪恶感。
You see, worrying and anxiety is another form of feeling guilty.
因为忧虑跟焦虑这种东西呢，是另外一种良知的一种形态。
I worry over some things, there's nothing I can do, I didn't do anything wrong with it. Instead of just forgetting it or letting it take its course, I begin to feel that I have to drive and push and feel a sense of guilt.
我面对一件事情，我实在是无能为力，然后我就开始忧虑。不但忧虑呢，而且觉得自己啊不该做，或者是自己做的不够，开始有这种罪恶感。
So actually, maybe you're in that category. Maybe your family, is worriers, and a lot of false guilt lays on you.
或许你就是那个家族性的忧虑、焦虑的这种特性，然后里面就会积压很多罪恶感。
This is a load that is hard to carry.
这个是非常难的一种人生的一种啊低谷的形态。
And it gives us great trouble in our emotions.
在你的情绪上会有很大的麻烦。
And then I guess the most wonderful source is the Holy Spirit that speaks to our heart when we do things that are against God.
良心的最啊正确最健康的来源就是从这种圣灵神的灵的这种啊启示感动让我们知道我们已经跟神有敌对的状态。
Now let's look at a little child just beginning life.
我们来看看一个刚开始在成长的孩子。
Do you realize how self-centered a baby is?
你晓不晓得一个婴儿有多么的自我中心吗？
At that point of his life, he has no command except he wants everything for himself.
对一个刚生出来的婴儿呢，他没有其他的任何的一个啊态度，就只有一种态度，就是呢，什么我要的我就要。
Now, in this little child is, in a sense, this driving force that self is really what matters.
所以对这个小小的婴孩，我是最重要的。
Now, that little self-nature has to be trained and has to learn the boundaries of life.
这种自我的自然性呢，需要被训练，需要被管教，或者是有规范，让他以后可以正常的生活。
In one of the states here in the United States, they had a study about crime.
在美国有一个州，他们对于罪犯有一些特别的研究。
They were sort of going back to the source and why, these criminals do what they do.
他们在研究这些罪犯他们过去的一些背景，为什么他们会这样子的一个行为。
And in their study, they came to the conclusion.
他们的研究有这样的结论。
That if a child does not have laws to guide them and boundaries to train them, they would grow up to be murderers, they would grow up to be evil people.
如果一个孩子从小没有给他们规范，没有给他们做管教训练的话，他们有很大的可能性以后长大会成为一个杀人的人，或者是犯罪的人。
And so they begin, they must have the teaching and the training and the boundaries to know how to take this self-centeredness and make it capable of living in a society.
所以一个人如果要能够好好的适应这个社会的话，一定要训练这种自我中心的这样的一个，就是要管束这种自我中心的一种特性，然后呢，在一个规范里面，在规矩里面，可以正常的来生活。
And in our training and in our teaching, what we are doing is giving them moral values.
在我们的训练里面，就是要把一种道德的价值感放到人的心里面去。
And within the child, there is a storehouse that begins to fill up with moral values.
因为一个孩子的心里面呢，有一个像一个仓库一样，像一个房子一样，是专门在装这种道德的这种教导。
So that when a situation comes up, they have a capability of understanding what the value, the moral value of that situation is.
所以当情况来的时候，他这个心里面的这些道德价值感呢，就会出来，来让他们知道他们该怎么样来面对情况。
If they choose to do opposite of what that moral value says, there's going to be a sense of guilt that will come.
所以在他们心里面这种道德感呢，如果出来之后，然后他们做了跟道德感有违抗的事情的时候，那一种感觉就出来了。
That is why we have to be very careful how we teach these values and what boundaries we give our children.
那就是为什么我们一定要教导我们的孩子这些道德的这些价值感，然后怎么样来教也是很重要的。
This is where the type of parent you are will show out.
那你会成为什么样的父母也会在这方面显示出来。
You see, parents who give in to everything to their children and do not demand any boundaries and doesn't really teach them the moral values will have children that have weak consciences that will think that nothing is wrong for them.
身为父母如果都是那种妥协或者是宠爱溺爱孩子，然后没有给他们规范，也不训练他们，不管教他们的话，那这样子他们到后来就良心上就没有任何的一种知觉，即使做错事情他们也没有知觉。
And on the other hand, those who have an authoritarian parent who says what I do, you must do, what I say rather, you must do, and is very strict on them, these usually have consciences that are very strong and they feel guilty over many things.
另外一种极端就是如果你是那个很严厉很专制的父母亲，什么都要求孩子要按照你所说的做，然后呢这样子会给孩子一个很强烈的这种犯错感，以后他就会有这种罪恶感。
And those that we talked about before, the abused children, they usually grow up with anger and rage because of the guilt that they feel.
刚才我们提过那些从小不管在各方面被虐待过的孩子，被伤害过的孩子呢，以后长大之后会积存很多的生气或者是恼怒，然后呢，因为他们里面呢有很多的罪恶感。
So therefore, it is very important what we teach our children and how we teach it to them.
所以该怎么教我们的孩子，然后我们把什么教给我们的孩子是很重要的。
You know, those many times that have a conscience that is, they have a lot of false guilt until they're almost guilty over everything.
有时候我们的这种良知里面呢，因为有很多的错误的罪恶感，所以到后来呢，什么都感觉到自己有错。
It becomes very oppressive to them. They live under this guilt, and all it just seems like everything that comes along, they feel guilty about.
所以就好像一个落在你的心里面一样，什么事情都有罪恶感。
Or sometimes they get into a depressive mood from it.Because they're haunted by their guilts.
那因为有这种罪恶感呢，就带给我们一些很低潮的这种情绪。
Many of those in mental institutes, the greatest problem and the source of their problem is guilt.
在那些精神就是不健全的那些就是精神病患的中心呢，很多人会发现他们是有那种很深的罪恶感。
For some, it is true guilt.Things that they have done that they cannot face.
那有一些是真实的，他们做了，做错了，然后自己承担不起的罪恶感。
For others, they become obsessive and depressed over false guilts.
那也有很多是因为错误的罪恶感而被影响而引起的这种精神不正常。
Now, I know that there are different degrees of guilt.
当然，这种罪恶感是有不同的程度的。
Actually, guilt can be a very destructive force in our lives.
你知道吗？罪恶感可以成为一个毁灭性的一种能力。
There are thousands that commit suicide because of either false guilt that has plagued them or true guilt that they've never found repentance for.
有很多上千的人，他们自杀是因为他们里面或许有那种做错事的罪恶感，从来没有办法让他们可以去认错悔过，或者是错误的罪恶感压制他们，制止他们去自杀。
I remember hearing from my friend about a young girl that had been in college.
我记得曾经谈过，就是听过一个在我在大学里面的一个朋友这样说。
It would appear that she must have lived under a lot of false guilt.
那从她谈话当中，我可以发现她里面有很多的罪恶感。
After she got out of college, and I think she went on to work, she committed suicide.
当她在大学毕业之后呢，她就开始工作，工作当中她就自杀了。
And she wrote a note and said in that note, I just can't be good enough.
我就是没有办法做得够好。
But it can also be a very constructive force.
但是罪恶感有时候也是一个很好的驱使教导我们的一种能力。
Because if you know how to cope with it, and being able to see that you've done wrong, confess that it's wrong, get it cleared, change that thing in your life, it can be very constructive to you.
如果你懂得怎么样应用你的这种罪恶感，然后呢，好好的承认，认错，好好的再改善改进，这样的话就会成为一个很正面性的引导的能力。
I want to give you a picture that we find in the Bible of one who has true guilt.
我要给你一个从圣经来的关于真正罪恶感的一个形象认知。
He was a king.
这个人是一个国王。
His people were at war. He had sent his soldiers off. He didn't go with them this time.
这个时候国王派了很多他的军人上前线去打战，他自己留在王宫里面。
And as he was resting on the top of the roof, he saw a woman that was taking a bath.
当他在他的屋顶上面散步休息的时候呢，就却看到一个妇女在对面那里洗澡。
Lust rose up in him.
他心里面的情欲就升起来了。
He took the woman.
他带了这个女人过来。
And she was going to have a child by him.
就这样子，这个女人就从这个国王怀了孕。
Her husband was a soldier.
这个妇女的先生是一个军人。
He was fighting.
他正在打战。
But the king sent for him.
这个时候呢，国王就把他叫回来。
Thinking that the man would go into her and this would cover up his sin.
那他是想要让这个军人回家跟他的太太同房，好这样的话就可以掩饰这个孩子。
But the man said he felt unworthy when his friends, his soldier friends were fighting.
可是偏偏这个丈夫呢，这个军人回家，他觉得他的朋友们在前线打仗，他回家这样子来享受实在不行。
So he wouldn't go into his wife.
他就不肯回家跟他的太太在一起。
So he sent a note telling them to put this man at the front of the battle so he would be killed.
接下去这个国王就送了一封信给前面的将军，告诉他们把这个丈夫呢送到最危险的地方，让他能够战死。
He enjoyed the pleasure of the sin.
他在这里享受罪中之乐。
But for a year after that, he lived under guilt.
但是在一段时间里面，这个国王他生活在罪恶感里面。
And this is what he wrote.
这个是他所写的。圣经上这样说，大卫说，得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。他这样形容说，我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀哼。而骨头枯干，黑夜白日，你的手在我身上沉重，我的精力耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。我说我要向耶和华上帝承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。
Yes, guilt can be forgiven, and life can be good.
我们的罪恶感，我们所犯的错可以被宽恕，我们的生命可以过得更好。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址， 然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真，双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。